Okay, we're recording.
All right. Call the October 11th Occupational Therapy Examiners meeting to order.
Will you push the microphone closer to you, please?
I can hear me. I just didn't want to hear me a lot. Calling the Occupational Therapy Examiners meeting to order at 1:33. Roll call. Quentin McAllister, present.
Donnie Rosenthal, present.
Barbara Paulson, present.
Item 3, declarations of conflict of interest. Does anybody have any conflicts?
Not very
muted. All right. Moving on along to item 4, approval of last month's meeting minutes for both executive session. I'm sorry, those are two. Oh, I forgot that special meeting.
Yes. Right.
The September 13th and September 16th meeting minutes.
Okay. And Mr. Chair, you may have noticed that there are no minutes in the board materials. Those are not prepared yet, so we'll do that next month.
All right. On to item 5, review of future board dates. Those are good for you guys?
Those all work for me.
Good for me.
All right. Item 6 is now part of there's no items on that item.
Yeah, that's a misnumbering.
So we'll go ahead and do board reviews, and that's item 7AI, Eric Ulmer. And I'll open that up for discussion or a motion to approve his initial application.
You know, his disclosures are like 10 years old. No crimes of moral turpitude, so I would go ahead and make a motion. I would go ahead and make a motion to approve his license.
I'll
second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. That brings us to item 8AI, Justin Crispin, and he is present and does want to make a statement. So if you want to come on up.
I didn't necessarily want to make a statement. It's kind of in case we had to have like a discussion. That's
okay.
What I'm
saying.
So. All
right. So it looks like the issue is fraudulent billing or it looks like there's a discrepancy of 15 minutes on one patient that was billed to another one.
What happened is I went 15 minutes over on a patient who had an orthostatic hypotension event, and so I was 15 minutes over with him. Made it to my next patient 15 minutes late. And when we were doing our documentation, we do on-point documentation, so I was just, and how I was taught, you start your documentation with the patient, you go on with your times, blah, blah, blah. So 15 minutes late to the next patient. I tried making up the 15 minutes with that, and I was looking at the complaint, and it's neither here nor there, but it says I tried to make up the time with DG, but it was actually CB that I tried to make the time up with at the end of the day, and he was the one where he said, twice, no, my family's here, no, my family's here, so I said, okay. I didn't do a cancellation, no, that was all my bad. I didn't fix the time, so that was my bad too, and it was an accident. That's, I tried to stay out of here again, for the most part, and it was an accident on the building, so.
So, at what point did you realize that the billing was wrong?
At the end of by the time I made it home about 8 o'clock at night, I was kind of just going through my day on how it went, and that's when I realized it. And then by that time, I did contact Cheryl that time, and then I went to work the next day, and that's when she brought me to the office and said, hey. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was even, I don't know what happened, but she approached me the next day even, so it was pretty quick like that it all happened, so I'm not sure what's going on, and then that's when we had the discussion. Yeah, I realized it last night. I was going to fix it today. She had contacted me already, and by the time that I had gotten to work and was going to change it, they had already gone through their entire aspect of kind of their investigation through that evening, from my understanding from Cheryl. So that's when I realized that it was wrong.
Well, and it is documented that you admitted to your error. right up front
yeah.
when you met with her.
There's nothing I was trying to hide. I wasn't trying to do anything intentional, nothing malicious, nothing like that. I made a mistake. We went up to it.
And then it was changed before it was actually billed.
They
did
must
I
have
read
changed.
That right?
That I didn't do anything, yes. So they must have done it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to say, I saw the where it was correct.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I saw.
This is one of those, for me, it's a little tricky because I'm more black and white.
Right.
But at the same time, it doesn't seem that you had an opportunity to correct what you were going to correct.
No.
It seems like they just sent a mistake.
Yeah. Could you speak into the microphone,
yeah.
please?
Yeah,
it looks like it was, you know, a simple oversight.
Yeah. And then by the time I got there to the next day, she had pulled me to the office. We went over it and said, well, and this was 12 hours, not even 12 hours later, almost. And she said, well, we're doing an investigation, so we're going to put you on administrative leave. You're going to, you know, give us your badge until we call you back. I didn't even get a chance to do anything. And they did their investigation, pulled me to the office, and fired. That's pretty much what they did.
Well, in the documentation, there's no pattern evident to these kind of errors. This looks like a one-time thing. As far as I can see,
I would be inclined to say that the punishment of losing your position there is a sufficient punishment considering the timeline.
It's yeah, the truth. It was kind of a blessing in disguise. Cause I'm like I was telling Karen, I'm in a place now where it's like I belong. I love going to work. It's fantastic on that right now.
So. I've been in both, so I definitely understand. Do we have any further discussion or motion? Any other discussion?
No discussion from me.
No discussion. I'll make a motion to not open a complaint.
It would be dismiss.
Dismiss a complaint.
I would second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0.
I have a question for you guys with the renewal applications. Mine is up for renewal, so and it says not, so I don't know how that worked.
Oh, well, yours really didn't qualify for board review.
Oh.
Because the board's already aware.
Okay, I didn't know that's kind of how it worked.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, appreciate thank you it. For coming in.
All right, that brings us to item 8, C.I. Jacob Golombeski.
And Mr. Golombeski's on the phone.
Okay.
Present.
I would like to go into executive session legal advice first.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Executive session at 1:41.
Okay, Mr. Golombeski?
Yep.
I actually can move you to the lobby and, oh no, actually we need to leave the room. So we have to excuse ourselves from the room for a few minutes for legal advice, and if you'll hang on to the phone, we'll be right back.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, number one, you stay in here. Thank you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Are you reading anything good?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's an urban fiction. It's called Revenge is Served Best Cold.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Spicy. Is it spicy?
Yeah.
If we'd have known, we'd have wrote a book.
Okay. I'm not sure how long they're going to be in there.
I don't know. Can the man on the phone hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
We're recording.
Returning to regular session at 1:56. And we're discussing item 8, C1 Jacob Gormeski. And he's still on the line.
Mr. Gormeski, are you still there?
Yes. How are you?
Can you run us through the discussion you had with the disclosures? On your application originally?
Which part are you referring to?
With your criminal history?
I disclosed the one from 2017, which was a reckless drive case from all the way back from Denver to Austin, Texas. And I had foolishly thought that since the that happened, I believe 6 years ago, and I thought they were punch police and this book. And then it was brought to my attention that I needed to, bring further documentation, and at the moment I did not have any, and I had to call Marion County Court Office to get the proper paperwork for the defense. At that point,
we can't hear you. I'm sorry, sir. You're fading in and out. Hello? Hi? Are you on speakerphone, sir?
It's the only way that works, I believe. I'll turn off speaker.
Because you're fading in and out, so can you please restate what you were stating?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now we can hear you. Thank you.
Are you using a cell phone, perhaps?
Well, I'll start over at the beginning.
Okay.
Hello?
No, we cannot hear you.
Oh, boy. Let me see. Is this better?
So far.
Okay, great. I'll start over at the beginning. On my initial application, I disclosed my 2017 arrest, which was a police driving on the way back from Denver. And
Mr. Gormeski? Mr. Gormeski?
Sir? ma'am.
Are you on a cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
Are you possibly in an area that does not get very good service because it keeps cutting out?
Yeah, I'm Curtis, Colorado Range, which is an office of the best.
Maybe we can table this and we can call in from a landline.
Do you have a landline available that you can call from?
I can try.
Or do you have a laptop where you could, you'd have to download WebEx in order to do that?
I'm trying to walk closer to where I think the Wi-Fi is. Is this better?
So far.
I really apologize. This is not my intent. Should I begin again?
We got the part with the December 17.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that was a reckless driving.
Correct. And I did not disclose my other arrest because I thought to say very funny said, you know, he might be 20. And that was where I made my mistake. And Karen is bored by my attention. So I had to reach out to the Marion Court to get that documentation, which took a little bit. But once it did, I sent it over to Karen and press board and through that application process. But by that point, there had been a complaint over against my license, and here we go.
On the January of 13, it looks like there was a public intoxication and theft. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. I had gone out with my friend to a few bars, and the rest I'm really not too sure, but I allegedly tried to take a king-size fingered bar. And I was confronted by the employee, and apparently I had cried and waited for the cops to come. But that is the best, to my knowledge, that I know.
And I'm sorry, how old were you in 2013?
I had just turned 21 in August.
And upon reviewing what we originally offered, which was a consent agreement for a year's probation, we might have been a little firm. A little firm in what we just certainly done. So that's why we're revisiting this and open any other discussion considerations.
And that is much appreciated. I was unable to make the previous meeting due to being the only occupational therapist on staff.
Well, you know, we do have a responsibility under the Arizona Revised Statutes to look at this because the disclosing only one of your arrests, you know, violated that state statute. I can see that, you know, you paid all your fees, you did all the mandated programs and everything on that, so that was a good thing. And maybe be more careful when you go to fill out an application the next time for any kind of licensure, you know, to really look at the questions and answer them fully. Because now you know that even if something was dismissed, it still needs to be reported, right?
I agree completely.
Okay.
And it's kind of been a blessing in disguise because now I have all the proper legal documentation to, you know, provide it to every sentencing board that I will meet with going forward. And it's always a little humbling in the process.
Have you applied for other state licenses since this one?
Yes, I am currently trying to get my Louisiana license. My fiance and I travel, and that's where she's from, and we're going to go back there.
I would be inclined to maybe rescind the original consent agreement and offer a non-disciplinary CE.
I was thinking maybe a letter of concern.
You guys got to talk up.
I was thinking about maybe a letter of concern.
I would go along that way to a non-disciplinary letter of concern, since it did violate one of our statutes. Great. So, I'm going to rescind first.
I'll make a motion to rescind the original consent agreement for Jacob Brumeski.
I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Do you need a roll call for that?
Oh, yes.
Clint Gosser, aye.
Don Holzenfeld, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
And then I will go and make a motion to issue a letter of concern for Jacob Klimaski.
That's a non-disciplinary
letter. Non-disciplinary letter of concern.
Do you want a second?
I'll second that.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye. Courtney Master, aye.
Tom Rosenfeld, aye.
Oh, didn't I just...
Roll call.
Oh, Barbara Paulson, aye.
Motion carries 3-0.
Mr. Rosenfeld, is the purpose of the letter of concern to address the non-disclosure in the application for the list that was dismissed? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right, moving on to item 9.
Thank you, Mr. Golombeski.
Does he understand?
Yes, ma'am.
So we will send you a letter of concern. It will be available to the public for, I believe, 5 years, any non-disciplinary action, but it's not a permanent part of your record.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good weekend.
Thank you, too. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome to stay on the call, but you don't need to.
Thank you. You got what?
Okay. Just in case you're bored. Hand it over to Karen for the executive director's report.
Okay. Item 9A, executive director's report. Item 1, the financial report. As you can see in your board meeting materials, we have the report for the fiscal year so far ending August 31st. In this report, we are projected to have over $10,000 left at the end of the fiscal year, at the end of July 2020. There's still a lot of time, you know, for things to change. So I will continue to update you on our cash status every month. Item 9A2, review of recent board staff activities. There's been nothing... Well, a little bit out of the ordinary, because after the September 16th special meeting, we started approving and issuing licenses on a weekly basis. So that's been very successful so far. It's allowing us to issue licenses very, very quickly compared to having to wait for a board meeting. And I think the licensees are very happy about that. Item 9A3, statistics. There are quite a few here now. So we issued 125 licenses since the September board meeting. 13 of those were initials, 8 of those occupational therapists, 5 of them occupational therapy assistants. If I ever give too much detail, let me know. I'm happy to give you summaries instead. There were... I didn't put the number for renewals and reinstatements, but 75 occupational therapists and 37 occupational therapy assistants renewed or reinstated, and I wanted to clarify the reinstatements were only those that were not practicing. They provided a statement that they did not practice. Anything that would have been a board review for a disclosure or for practicing on an expired license would come before the board. Item 9A32, we currently have 3,941 active licenses, 2,639 occupational therapists, 1,292 occupational therapy assistants, 9 occupational therapist limited licenses, and 1 occupational therapy assistant limited license. There are 96 current inactive licenses, 70 of those occupational therapists, and 26 occupational therapy assistants. There are 9 active consent agreements, with the next item due on November 17th. We have 8 open investigations, and I'm bringing that up to 9 as of yesterday afternoon. Do you have any questions about all of those numbers? Okay. Item 9B, administrative project status. Policies and procedures, we're still updating those. Board automation or e-licensing. I think I told you at the September board meeting that we had a surprise bill, you know, for fiscal year 2021. Starting next July, we'll be paying $1,700 a month for support, and we're still discussing that. Then also, we got a new bill for our Salesforce and Basic Gov licenses for this fiscal year that we're in now, and the price went up, I think, maybe $1,500 for the year for occupational therapy. So I worked with Asset, our IT group, and got that lowered. They changed the way that they calculated it. So we're back to what we were paying before.
On that $1,700 one, that's going to come up in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Are there like varying levels of support, right? That you can pay for, or is it it's a package?
It's our part of the pie.
That is our part of the pie. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And instead of basing it on the number of users we have, they just split it evenly between all of the agencies.
Okay.
So an agency that has 80,000 licensees pays the same thing as an agency that has 800 licensees. So we're working that out.
Okay, hopefully. I get it then. All right.
And we're working on getting a service level agreement because we have an issue with having things not fixed in a timely manner. So that will, I'm sure this discussion will go on for the next 6 months or so.
Well, thanks for that clarification.
Okay, CE Broker implementation, the system is live, an announcement still needs to be sent, and Cheryl Imperetto from CE Broker is going to come out to visit in November. I tried to get her for a day when we had a board meeting, but she's not available for the November or December meetings. Administrative process changes to statute. I have a meeting with Senator Brophy McGee on October 29th to talk about the athletic training sunset and any statutory changes that we want to make for them. And I'm also going to ask to talk about the occupational therapy statutory changes that we would like. So tied to that would be the next item, the proposed rule revisions. So I have no update on that one. Records retention schedule revision is complete. The Secretary of State's office revised our retention schedule, so we no longer have to keep licensee files forever. So once the license expires, we are able to shred the information after 5 years, so 5 years after expiration. So that will reduce the amount of paper that we have stored here in the basement, and will also reduce the amount of paper that we have to have scanned when we do decide to digitize everything. Then finally, the audit of the State Board member per diem compensation and expense reimbursements. I had a meeting on September 16th, and I think I forgot to mention this in the last board meeting that this was coming up, but they just wanted to make sure that we had policies and procedures for processing board pay and travel reimbursements. They reviewed, payments that we've done in the past to make sure that they were accurate, and that audit went great. So we are all good there, and I think that is the end of mine. Yes.
All right. Item 10, meeting for next month.
for me.
Call the public.
I would complain that I can't read your writing, but you wouldn't be able to read mine, so it's all fair.
Do you want to stand or sit?
However you want.
Or I'll do, can I sit?
Sure. Be comfortable.
So my name is Paula Collins, and I'm from Gateway Community College. And I am the program director at MCOL, who's the name of my face, who is starting a new occupational therapy assisting program at Gateway Community College. You know that we were in the works of doing that or not, but we were the first public school to have initiated the program in the state of Arizona, and we are scheduled to launch January under the school board. So I just wanted to come down and introduce myself.
Can we
put my name on your face, and then if you had any questions for me, then I would be happy to address any of them.
You would have done this 3 years ago after I just went from ground. Keep that.
I know. You know, that's when we started our feasibility study. It was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
This amount of time to get us reopened and the candidacy status. And so ECOGE will be coming on campus December of 2020. And hopefully everything's crossed that my self-study goes well and we're good to go and get our accreditation.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Do you know how many students you might have in your first cohort?
That's a good question. We have it 25, so we want to be more than 25. We'll learn another cohort a year, and then we'll see how that goes. And if it's acceptable, we'll do a feasibility study to make sure we're not saturating the market and make sure that we're doing things appropriately. And then at that time, which will be at least 2 years out, we'll see about adding another cohort. I think my first cohort right now eligible is a whole letter, but they have until the 21st of October to sign up for that last prereq, which is a class called OTA 100. Kind of had to hide everything until the code and the higher learning commission said we can be open to the public now, and so that just became open to about 2 weeks ago. So I have a lot of candidates for 2021, but 2020 is going to be installed.
Exciting news!
I know. I didn't sleep for like months.
What does the structure look like as far as do they have summer classes? Is it a traditional semester?
The first will start in the spring, which is January. I don't know how to call it spring. It's too crazy. It should be called winter. And then they will, because it's an associate's degree, all your credits are transferable to any state university, because it's public school. They do have to take their other prereqs like English and Comm and their bios and their psychs and like that to get the associate's degree, and that will be transferable. So we currently have, we have classes obviously in spring, and then we have one class scheduled for this summer. It's the rehab class, because it's like a huge lab. And then students can take whatever other classes they need to for their degree, but there's only one OTA class this summer. And then the fall, it's like a heavy, heavy coursework. And then they'll go out and take their professional standards class next spring, and then for the first 2 weeks, and they'll go out on clinicals. And we'll have them come back the last week, and then we'll do the mock exam and stuff like that.
So, Mr. Chairman, what might be better is if we put this on as an agenda item, so that way the board can ask questions back and forth. Since it's the only agenda, so it's called the public. It's okay. Just for the public to make a statement.
Oh, okay.
Well, then she'd have to come back.
I know, I'm so sorry.
I'm fine with that. I'm assuming there's information online that we can look at.
Yeah, everything should be online, but I thought, you know, if you have any questions, press the public, you should ask any questions.
And we'll be glad to do that. Is it, you know, and maybe you can work with Ms. Whiteford in terms of your schedule, and then we can put this on the agenda on the board.
Yeah, if you ask any questions you'd like, sure. And we can, you know, be a little further along, hopefully, in the process. You can have really exciting things.
Yeah, that'd be great. We're glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, sure.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah. Sure. Do you want to email me?
Yes.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, shall we adjourn at 2:19?
Okay, we're adjourned.
We shall.